One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, How to Take Possession of What Belongs to You.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 5. Have you found it? Glory to God. See, if Satan can frustrate you, rob you of your joy, he'll rob you of your effectiveness. All right. Read from verse 8. Read. Are you there? You sure? Okay, we have not finished. You read verse 8. Read verse 9 and read verse 10. Go on. I don't know what you read. Read verse 10. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more now being reconciled. When we were God's enemies, it took the death of his son to bring us to him. He says, now that we are reconciled to him, we shall be saved by his life. No wonder the Bible says he is able to save to the uttermost them that come to God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. If when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, now being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Where is his life? Saved by his life. Not his life in heaven. His life in me. Remember, the subject of his discourse begins there in the fourth chapter and runs into the fifth chapter. At peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Being justified by faith, declared righteous by faith. We are at peace. Are you at peace? If you are at peace, then start using what you got. You say, devil, in the name of Jesus, take your hands off my money. There's no distance in the realm of the spirit. He'll hear you. He'll hear you. Take your hands off my money. In the name of Jesus. And don't go back and say, we don't know what's happening. Don't change what you said. Don't start talking defeat and hardship and all that kind of stuff. No, don't talk like that. Don't say, these people are frustrating us. No, not me. Amen. Satan, take your hands off my money in the name of Jesus. I belong to your word. Don't forget, he's the God of this aeon, this system. You see it? So there's a monetary system in the world. And Satan, through his keys, run that system.
All right? So they can try to frustrate your money. But you're not under their system. Are you seeing this? Yeah. You're not under that system. That's why he said to give your tithes, because that connects the money you get from the world to the kingdom. That's why you give your first fruits, because he said, if the first fruit be holy, sanctified, removed and set apart for God, he says the lump is therefore what? Holy. So the angel of God comes in and says, devil, get out. Why? He says, this man tithes it. He tithes it on this money. You cannot touch it. Your tithe is that connection. Your first fruit is that connection. You bring him into partnership. You see that? Look at this. When they brought the sacrifices into the temple, once it got into the temple, nobody could touch it again. Now, it's an amazing thing. Look at this. A man took his sacrifice. It could be in the form of gold or silver. It could be in form of even a living animal. He took a sheep, all right? A sheep to the priest. When he gave it to the priest, once the priest received it, that man, couldn't touch that thing anymore. He couldn't. It suddenly became God's sheep. An amazing thing. The gold became God's gold. What does that mean? It means the temple, the house of God, sanctified that gold. It sanctified that sacrifice. It sanctified it. Now, when you receive, you sanctify by giving God his tithe, giving God his first fruit. That sets you apart from the system of the world. So what destroys their money cannot destroy your money. What destroys their business cannot destroy your business. Plus that, he gives you wisdom that the world cannot fathom. He gives you wisdom. He gives you direction. Only the Spirit of God can tell you, do this way, when everybody knows, you get it? Everybody knows that doing it this way will certainly land you in failure, that this is the right way to do it. So everybody's doing it this way. And the Spirit of God says, do it this other way. And everybody raises their eyebrow. You're stupid. How can you go in that direction? And all of a sudden, everybody's going in this way, and bam, things go down. And it's like, ooh, and you are still right. And they can't understand why. Are you still there? Man, oh man. You getting it? Yeah. Yeah, I got in my spirit. I received the word with my spirit. I received the word with my spirit. I receive the word with my spirit. With my spirit. I'm what God says I am. I function with my spirit. Say it again. I function with my spirit. I function with my spirit. You know that's very important. You remember Adam and Eve? The Bible says they didn't have no clothes. They weren't covered by anything. Somebody said they were covered by the glory of God. Not necessarily. Why didn't they know that they were, when you say covered by the glory of God, do you think there was a light around there? No, that's not what you mean by the glory of God. What is the glory of God? It's the presence of God. The presence of God is here, but you're not seeing no light. All right? So why did they not know that they were naked? The Bible says they didn't know they were naked. And physically, they were naked and not ashamed. How come they didn't know? And how come later on, when they did what God said not to do, they found out that they were naked? What happened? Because you see, they function from their spirit. The Bible tells us that the voice of God came in the cool of the day. That's the way God used to visit them. He didn't visit them walking with man and man. You know, God walking like this and Adam moving beside him and shaking hands. Say, how you got that? And say, Adam, big power. You know, that's not what happened. The Bible says it was the voice of God. He says the voice of God came walking. The voice of God. So it had to be because God is a spirit and man is a spirit. So it had to be Adam functioning from his spirit and relating with the voice of God. My. You're getting this stuff? The same way you relate with the voice of God when he talks to you. Sometimes Spirit of God talks to you from outside you. And you hear that voice. Sometimes he talks to you from inside you. Because now he lives in you. You understand? But you relate with the voice. Not the shape of God and the form of God. Somebody says, how did God sound like? What does it look like? They want to know by this ear and with these eyes. These are the senses. But there's a spirit that recognizes God. Now, when man sinned against God, his spirit ceased to dominate him. His senses took over. And suddenly they said, and Adam and Eve, and God came again, the voice of God. Adam, where art thou? Hey. God said, Adam, where are you? Adam said, we can't come out, we are naked. And God said, who told you that you are naked? Who told you? Yeah, bah, 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 bah. Ooh, yeah, glory to God. I'm getting something. You know, David said, my heart indicted a good matter. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Are you getting something in your spirit? Somebody said, I'm broke. Who told you you're broke? Who told you? Who told you? Hallelujah. Who told you? Listen to him from your spirit. Relate to him from your spirit. Say, I'm functioning from my spirit. I cannot have diabetes. Because I function from my spirit. I cannot have sickle cell anemia. I function from my spirit. I cannot be broke. I function from my spirit. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.